USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of protesters marched through Minneapolis streets Sunday, urging justice for George Floyd on the eve of the start of the former police officer Derek Chauvin's trial over the 46-year-old's death. Mr. Chauvin claims George Floyd died of a drug overdose after videos show Mr. Floyd having packets of drugs in his mouth as he was being arrested. Jury selection procedures began Monday. Afghanistan's Tolo News reported Sunday Secretary of State Anthony Blinken proposed in a letter to President Ashraf Ghani steps including a UN-facilitated summit to revive stalled peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Blinken expressed concerns of a potential spring offensive by the Taliban and that the security situation may worsen and the Taliban could make rapid territorial gain after an American withdrawal. There will be 9 Major League Baseball spring training games Monday. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern with the Mets versus the Nationals and the Marlins versus the Cardinals going at it. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription. Not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. And it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku. YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the 4th highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
President Biden continues to govern by executive order. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The president's order alters the way the federal government handles elections, including increasing voter registration access for criminals in prison and on probation. It directs every federal agency to prepare a plan in the next 200 days for how they can promote voter registration, such as mail-in ballots. Sunday marked 56 years since civil rights activists were viciously beaten in Alabama.
The blood of John Lewis and so many other brave and righteous souls that was spilled in Selma on this Sunday in 1965 sanctified a noble struggle. And when the country saw those images that night, America was forced to confront the denial of democracy, the fierce urgency of justice.
President Biden said every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted.
Executive orders have the effect of law. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR took some boogity time in Las Vegas, Nevada Sunday. Kyle Larson wins the Pennzoil 400 and thanks his team's big wrenches at Hendrick's Motorsports on Fox Sports.
Such an awesome race car, Cliff, and everybody did a great job preparing this piece. It was so much fun to drive. I could go wherever I wanted to. So I knew I had a really good car once we kind of get single filed out, but just drafting early in the run was tough. But thank you so much, Mr. H, Jeff Gordon, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports, for the amazing opportunity I've been gifted. So, HendrickCars.com, Chevrolet, everybody at the engine shop, thank you so much for the hard work. This is definitely special.
Next weekend, NASCAR will drop down to Phoenix, Arizona. Gasoline at the pumps continues to rise in cost across America. John Clemens reports.
That 5-cent increase makes it up to a national average of $2.77, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motors can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74.
USA Radio News.